celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
And let us not forget the news director, Lori Brooks, who works tirelessly. I don't understand why they announce us. They don't announce her. We gotta look into it.
I never got that either, Hal.
Especially since you put in more hours. You're here before we ever even get here, and you leave after we leave. And people don't know that.
Somebody has to bring the donuts, right?
Absolutely. In fact, I can attribute my weight gain totally to you since you started.
Me too.
Yeah. Now I just need to figure out who I can attribute my baldness to. So what are you working on this hour?
Well, there is a cat that has been adopted. That they are calling this cat a hero. He's a very special cat. He's got four of something he's only supposed to have two of.
Huh. Four, huh? Is it one of those pterodactyl kitties that has the little paws with the extra fingers?
No. But because of this cat's uniqueness, he brought so many people into the shelter. All of these other animals found homes.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay. Very cool story.
Okay, that's on the way with Miss Lori Brooks. First, we're going to go to the phones for your calls. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. And don't forget, you can also ask your questions from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. A great app to have, by the way, because if there's any recalls or news that affects your animals, you'll know immediately. And don't forget, in just a few minutes, Francesco
Him?
Yeah.
Really?
We'll be on the author of the Sally Forth cartoon, also the author of the brand new book, I Could Pee on This Too. And this is his second time here, so I got to get his
name. Second time? He's been on three or four times.
Has he?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Was I here?
Yeah.
Francesco Marchigliano. How about that?
Marchigliano.
I thought I said it better.
Oh, well.
And let's go to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, how are you doing?
Not too bad. Pretty good.
Where are you calling from today?
Right now I'm in Brooksville, Florida.
Florida. Okay. What's going on? I have the entire dream team here for you.
Well, I have a domestic short hair. She's about 21 pounds.
Holy
cow.
She's
always been a healthy cat, and her mother, I say her mother, my wife, she has the open buffet. Which is the open food bowl. She just pours the bag of food in, and the cat eats insatiably, nonstop. I mean, we come home, and she hops down off the table and runs to the food bowl. We come out of the back of the bedroom, out of the back of the house, and she hops down off the table and runs to the food bowl.
And she stays indoors, or does she go outside?
Oh, yeah. No, she's an indoor cat.
So what's prompting you to call? Because you said she's always been big. Is there some change in her health or something that has you concerned?
I'm just curious, is the insatiable appetite, or is it just that the food's there and I'm going to eat it?
Could be a little both.
I know that's kind of...
Yeah. So the truth is that for dogs and cats, I mean, just like people, everybody has a kind of a different hunger set point when we feel like we're hungry. Some of that's set up on the type of food we eat. Some of it's genetic. Some of it's based on of our activity level. So for a kitty that is, I'm going to presume that a 20 to 21 pound weight for her is excessive, that she's overweight. If I had a picture of her and I could see her, you know, for cats that are generally that big, unless they're a Maine Coon, they're generally kind of potato shaped and they got a little head. So if that's kind of what her physique looks like, then she's going to fit into the obese category. And the sad truth is about 35% of U.S. cats are actually obese. Overweight or obese.
Wow.
So it is a huge amount. And some of this is we're learning is there's some strategies and changes that we can actually adopt, do different things to help. And I think it's really important to recognize first that cats in the wild, whatever kind of cat it is, a tiger, a domestic cat that's outside, they are actually hunters. So they basically are going to go out, chase their prey, eat it and consume it. That prey is actually very high in protein and fat, but it isn't so high in carbohydrate. And in fact, if you look at what, like, you know, a mouse is made up of, a mouse is like only maybe 1 or 2% carbohydrate. And the reason this is interesting is when we look at dry food, kibble that you pour in the bowl, that is generally around 40% carbohydrate. So the difference is, if we know cats are meant to be carnivores, but we pour this kibble in the bowl, that is essentially, carbohydrate is energy. And if she's putting on weight, she doesn't need that level of energy. But the unfortunate thing... So the unfortunate thing is, a lot of these high carbohydrate diets, actually, they actually want to keep eating it. So we know that if we switch cats that are having this type of problem to a higher protein and limited carbohydrate diet, it actually kind of resets their hunger level, because protein and fat have the benefit of affecting the speed at which the stomach empties. So it makes them feel fuller longer than if they get a lot of carbohydrate. It's kind of like, you know, if I sit down with a bag of chips, you know, I feel satisfied. I love to eat them. I'm going to keep eating them. But, you know, next I'm going to say, okay, where's my dessert now? I want more. Whereas if you eat a good protein meal, you feel a little bit more satisfied for some time. So for cats, we just have to think a little bit differently. So what this means is that if we're thinking about what's the best food for some cats, it may be best to go to a canned food, because canned foods are actually much lower in the carbohydrates. There's a lot more moisture in there, which is good for their kidneys as well. So that would be one strategy that we can look at doing.
Now that sounds good, but we've tried every cat treat that's come out, just about. Mm. She won't touch any of them. Mm. But she likes chicken. I mean, cooked with the... she cooks it in the microwave because she doesn't want to add anything to it. Mm-hmm. And gives it straight up, gives her chicken, chops it all up, makes it all mushy and, you know, pâtés it, I guess. But she's very finicky. If she don't like it, she'll scratch the food bowl all day
long. Okay, all right. We have to dispel something right here. Fat cats are not finicky. They are masters at manipulating. They are not finicky.
Yeah,
she just knows how to ring your bell, man. That's all this is.
That so, sounds like I ring her bell. I'm the one that wants to put the lid on the open buffet at least, you know, 8 hours
yeah,
a day.
Yeah. Well,
if I understand what you're saying, is that if I do something like that, I need to make sure that the protein and the fat content is... See, I'm going to have to look at the food now.
If she's in the category of an obese cat, this is really something that I would suggest some veterinary direction for a couple reasons. One is that to help you pick the right food. And there are some great different strategies that we can go with diet, whether you do a dry food or a canned food, because there are some other even dry foods that are high in protein, lower in carbohydrates. And in fact, we use them all the time with diabetic cats, and they're very successful, sometimes putting diabetic cats in remission. So that's one thing. There's also a really wonderful weight loss food that I use from Hill's. It's called Metabolic Diet, and I really love it. I've had some cats lose a tremendous amount of weight on that. So that's another thing your veterinarian may help you with. But the other reason that it's so important not to try to handle this yourself and to change foods and be real strict is because cats, if we kind of pull the rug under them and they stop eating, they can actually go into a type of a liver condition called hepatic lipidosis. So meaning if they don't eat for a couple days, that liver tries to kind of mobilize a new energy pathway, and it can actually cause some very serious liver failure. So I would want you to work with your veterinarian on this. But some other little kind of changes that I can tell you around the house that we can try for a kind of a lazy cat, if I can say that. I'm not trying to be insulting, but for a lazy cat, we will take their dry food and put it in actually food dispensing toys. So there's all sorts of different ones out there. Kong makes them. There's one by Slim Cat. And you basically, instead of putting the food in the bowl for her, you give her this little object. And then her job is to push that object around, knock the food out, and then she eats in that way. And it helps to kind of give her something to do. And that's one of the kind of shortchange things we've done with cats that live indoors, is they're kind of bored. They don't hunt for their food. So we have to find ways to make it interesting and to kind of have her work for it. So that would be a really...
I just saw one of those apparatuses that you put the food in, or the treats, I think, and you make them roll it around, and then it comes out and they... I just saw that the other day, and that's exactly something.
Yeah. Now, when you do that, though, you got to make sure that you don't leave food in her bowl. So it's a new way of feeding her. So she's already demanding you give her food. So you can put it out in a little ball, like make her work for it. Even just kind of taking cardboard boxes and cutting like little holes in places where she might take her paw and like knock the food around. And you can get creative and then have her work to get that out. That even too is a way of mentally and physically stimulating a cat to kind of move around for their meals.
A little exercise going on. Yes. Well, she's due for her shots here. This is September and October, so we will be conversing with the veterinarian about that because I'm going to have to be a little more assertive. My wife, I mean, yes, she bats her eyes at me and wags her tail, and I just have the hardest time looking at her saying no.
Well, and there, you know, putting the food in the toys does kind of pull you out of the equation. The other thing that I often recommend for cats that demand feeding is to pull you out of that equation is to use automatic cat feeders and give her small, frequent meals. So this works nice if you're doing dry, that you can set it to go off like every 4 hours where she just gets a little bit of food. And then she doesn't come to you then. She goes to where that food is. And that kind of also eliminates that emotional begging there.
The chance for mom to break down and let's get into this here.
You got it, man.
With the chicken than I see anything else, but better the...
All right. The lesson is fat cats are not picky, all right?
Jeff, thank you so much for calling today. I appreciate it. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405, or from the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. Don't you know this healthy serving of Animal Radio is brought to you by the grain-free Red Barn Naturals canned food for dogs and cats? It's always made in the USA with natural, functional ingredients to support your pet's optimal health. Learn more about these guys over at redbarninc.com, and thank you, Red Barn, for underwriting Animal Radio.
Did you know that the average family visits 5 websites before booking a vacation rental? It can take hours, if not days, to book vacation rentals online. This is not the ideal way to start your vacation. Hi, I'm Jen O'Neill.
And I'm Jeff Manheimer.
And we're the founders of Tripping.com, the world's largest site for vacation rentals.
Vacation rentals are the perfect option for families, groups, and even solo travelers. They're more affordable than hotels, offer way more space, and come with perks like free Wi-Fi, parking, fully stocked kitchens, backyards, and hot tubs.
Tripping.com is the fastest and easiest way to book vacation homes. Simply type in your destination, and we'll show you all available rentals from Vrbo, TripAdvisor, Booking.com, and more. With over 8 million homes to choose from, you're sure to find the perfect place to stay.
Visit Tripping.com today to book rentals in Virginia Beach, New York City, Maui, Lake Tahoe, and international spots like Paris, Rio, and Sydney.
And with our price comparison tool, you'll save an average of 18% per night by booking your vacation rental on Tripping.com.
That's TRIPPING.com.
To book a place to stay, visit Tripping.com today.
Not available in all states.
Whoa, what do you have there?
It's a Reese and Irvy's frozen yogurt. We just had our robot make one.
A robot made your frozen yogurt?
Yes, the world's first fully interactive robot vending machine that serves 9 flavors of delicious yogurt with 6 amazing toppings. And it's available for an exclusive franchise opportunity.
How do I get my own Reese and Irvy's robots?
It's easy, but you better act now. Locations and machines are going fast. Just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 3434. That's froyofranchising.com, promo code 3434.
Hey everyone!
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. Use a shower squeegee to remove pet fur from carpet.
Squeegee is also very fun to say. Consider it when naming a pet or child.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance.
With over 75 years of experience and a 97% customer satisfaction rating, they know what they're doing.
Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1150 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1150 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com, code 1150.